Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
This is WBNW 1120 AM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I hope you all had a great 4th. I certainly did, and we're right back into the swing of things. We really have a jam-packed hour today, so I'm going to forego the small talk and introduce our first guest on a subject that is so important for everyone. People just don't pay attention to things like this, and they really should. Joining us is Elaine Andrews. She's a JD, a U.S. Army retired participant, and other outstanding credentials. She is the author of 50 Excuses, parenthesis, Not to Do Bulletproof Estate Planning. And it is published by Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. It is a special bonus for everyone. Here's a book everyone should have, so I'm not going to ask Elaine who the book is for. It's for everyone. The first 5 callers, leave your name and your address with Tim. That's callers 12345. You'll all get free copies of the book. All you have to do is call into 888-205-2263, 888-205-2263. And just leave your name and address, no phone number, nothing. And Elaine Andrews, welcome to the show. It's certainly a pleasure. The title is kind of captivating here and also, in a sense, a little puzzling. People should do estate planning. Everyone should do it. You say don't do bulletproof estate planning. What do you mean by that?
Good morning, Stu. Thank you. Well, bulletproof estate planning is actually estate planning. What I call bulletproof is to be comprehensive estate planning. This is estate planning that you can't necessarily get just from anyone or anywhere, not even from any attorney. What I'm talking about is estate planning that you need to get from a qualified expert estate planning attorney.
All right. And how long have you practiced this? I gave a brief summary of your credentials in this. What qualifies you to put forth this presentation?
Well, Stu, thank you. I'm a certified specialist in estate planning, probate, and trust law here in California. I've been in practice for almost 25 years in exclusively estate planning, trust, and probate law. Prior to that, I was in corporate securities and securities through a large brokerage firm in the United States, so I have a financial background. So I think with those credentials, I'm in a good position to talk about this subject.
There are changes every year. I mean, you really have to have expertise in these subjects every single year, whether you go to tax, your tax attorney, your financial planner, your estate attorney. It's almost mind-boggling. Have there been any significant changes here that have altered your approach? And does a solution to this problem, is it all-encompassing? People in all states, 50 states, can utilize it?
Well, that's a good question, Stu. Actually, estate planning is a type of law that can cross many borders. It's not exclusively just to one state or another. So you can actually do an estate plan in one state and take it to another state. But the critical point here, Stu, is that you need to make sure that you get your estate planning done from a qualified expert. in my book, 50 Excuses Not to Do Bulletproof Estate Planning, which are excuses that just might end up costing you everything, I talk about how you need to get estate planning from a qualified expert, because one of my missions in life here is to change everybody's idea about estate planning. Unfortunately, estate planning is sort of like the bastard child of the law, because we think we can get it from anywhere and almost anyone for practically nothing. Therefore, we don't give it the credence that it deserves. So my mission in this book is to change that and to explain why, in fact, estate planning is one of the most important things that you should be doing.
When should people begin the process?
That's another good question. In my book, 50 Excuses Not to Do Bulletproof Estate Planning, I talk about how, contrary to what a lot of people believe, estate planning is something that just about every adult needs to do. The reality is, if you're an adult over 18 and something happens to you and you don't have some form of estate planning in place, like a power of attorney for health care or a power of attorney for financial decisions, you could end up with an unwanted conservatorship, which is what I talk about in my book. And this is a situation where now you have somebody, not necessarily someone you even know or love, who has control over you, who can make decisions for you. And then when you're in that position, it's practically impossible to get out of it.
What are some of the big mistakes? Just give us a brief synopsis of what people do in estate planning when you say don't do bulletproof planning. Some out there are saying, well, what does she mean?
Okay. Well, here's the biggest mistake. One of the biggest mistakes and assumptions that we have is that estate planning is not important. And the book talks about all our common excuses that we have for not doing estate planning. And I address each and every one of those and explain why, unfortunately, those assumptions are incorrect. My mission in this book is actually to turn our common ideas about estate planning upside down on its head and to make people realize that, in fact, estate planning is one of the most important things you need to do early enough in time, long before your capacity might ever become an issue. Otherwise, you could end up with an unwanted, ill-founded conservatorship, and that's something that nobody wants for their loved ones or for themselves.
Is it, just in part, you know, we hear a lot about revocable trusts, irrevocable trusts, whether you can reverse these things. If someone's been on the wrong track, gotten the wrong advice, followed the wrong plan, is it easy to reverse it by now doing the kinds of things that you talk about in your book, and legally, can they?
Typically, yes. If you have a revocable trust, then certainly you can get it changed and go to a qualified expert who can help you put you in the right position to get your estate planning corrected. And quite often, even if you have an irrevocable trust, you can do the same thing. So I don't want my listeners to feel as if, since they've done some type of an estate plan, that is permanent. As long as you have capacity, you're able to make your own decisions, you're still in a position to get yourself in the right position to protect yourself through quality estate planning. That's what this book is about. And you can find it on Amazon.com. And by the way, Stu, just one thing I want to point out. My book has only been out for 30 days, and already Amazon.com has given me one of the best books of 2016 so far, and best book of the month. Can you believe it?
Wow. I mean, that's an amazing accomplishment. I do a lot of interviews, so I can communicate this to people listening that is really an absolute amazing accomplishment. Have you had any, since you just brought that up, have you had any, you know, for example, a traditional medical establishment that objects to things that may be defined as alternative medicines? Have you had any kickback verbally from people, quote, in the so-called estate planning establishment who have said, this is nonsense?
No, absolutely not. I've got 5 stars already. My book just came out, and I don't anticipate that kind of flack. If anything, it might come from other attorneys or other practitioners who are not doing this field justice. And it's just like the medical fields do. If you want to get quality advice and you want to get quality work that you're paying good money for, you want to make sure that you're getting the best that you can get. And that's what this book is talking about. Unfortunately, you think you can go down to the office supply store, or you might be able to go to your financial institution, and it seems that you can go almost anywhere and people can offer you estate planning. But I'm urging my listeners to beware, to not get sucked into going down that road, because ultimately at the end of the day, you have everything to lose if you only have that type of estate plan that's not necessarily going to be able to protect you. That's what this book is about. Read the book, you'll find out.
One thing, if you can do it, if you can do it in life, is to stay out of court, right?
Exactly. That's the whole goal here. Unfortunately, you know, the standard is way too low to get an unwanted, ill-founded conservatorship. And in a lot of cases, the court systems are corrupt. And so, therefore, you may end up with a conservatorship when it wasn't properly founded. And so the only way to protect yourself, Stu, is through quality, sound estate planning. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I certainly do, and I know the importance of it. I addressed this at a young age, and I hate to say it, I still have friends of mine, really bright people in different professions. They've never even given a thought to this and other critical issues to plan for the later years.
I've heard that,
about
too.
20 seconds, if you have a concluding remark in terms of what we haven't covered.
Well, Stu, I just want everybody to know that, you know, they need to relook at their estate plans or reconsider their reasons for not doing it. If you're not sure, you don't have a quality, sound estate plan, you know that's going to put you in the best position to stay out of court, get my book, 50 Excuses Not to Do Bulletproof Estate Planning. It's available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com. Type in the title, read the book, share it with your friends, put yourself in the best position to never have an unwanted conservatorship.
All right, beautifully done. Again, congratulations on the response. It certainly deserves it. 50 Excuses, parentheses, Not to Do Bulletproof Estate Planning. Elaine Andrews, E-L-A-I-N, and the book is published by Ex Libris. Thanks for the terrific information, valuable beyond belief. It's been great having you on.
Thank you so much, Stu.
All right, we're gonna break, come back. Completely different topic.
Napa Know-How!
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is Steve Forbes, chairman of Forbes Magazine and Forbes Media. You can't do any better in the morning than starting with Stu Taylor. He'll give you what you need to get through the day and prosper in the future.
All right, we're back, and joining us right now is lovely lady Batya Shemesh. She is the author of Who is God? It's published by Ex Libris, and you can get a copy of this by going to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Batya, welcome to the show, and it's nice to have you on with a subject that's controversial, an enigma, and a conundrum for all. Why did you write the book? And there's so many religious books out there. What separates yours?
This book begins with my personal encounter with God. God approached me and spoke to me, and I didn't believe him, but I asked him to prove it, and he proved it by giving me answers to questions, showing me the Bible, the source in the Bible to the answers that the questions that I'm asking.
No, let me play devil's advocate. People out there listening, a lot of them are going to say, it just doesn't happen. Is, you know, unless somebody is delusional, it doesn't happen. Or if you wish for something hard enough, you almost make it happen in your own mind. Can you answer that and then say why you and not the other billions of people?
The answer to that is that this happened about in 1991, many years ago. And as soon as it happened, I started healing people and healing thousands of people and helping them. And that's something that just doesn't happen by itself. I was able to help them, able to tell them what's wrong with them, give them nutritional advice, herbal advice as a natural healer. So that more than anything proved to me that what I'm doing is coming from a source that's above me, that I couldn't be doing this by myself.
Did you have any conversations with God about how he created the world and how long it took?
Yes. That's a very big question, but I can say with full assurance that the theory of intelligent design is correct. God created the world millions of years ago with intelligent design. He destroyed worlds. He recreated worlds. And the world that's written in the Bible, that's written about for 6 days, has to do with the world that we live in today. That was created in 6 days. It took God 6 days to set up Earth in order to be ready for a speaking man. Adam was not the first man. He was the first speaking man.
You've got a number of messages in here. One is for those skeptics out there, whether they're agnostics or atheists who just don't know whether God exists. You know, this question is always asked, how can a God exist when what we see happening around the world, like ISIS, the Holocaust, all these things, bad things happening to good people? How do you justify the existence of God?
There's a few things. I'm not God, so I can't know all the answers. But one of the basic things I understood is that God created this world with free choice. There's free choice to do evil. God is allowing the evil to happen, and we have to look to him to escape the evil, to get saved from the evil. We can't blame God for the Holocaust. We have to blame Germany. We have to blame the evil people. There's not a devil. There's not any evil entities in the world except for humans.
There's a never-ending. I just had a conversation with my next-door neighbor about this, what happens when we die, life after death. Life after death, or if you want to call about it, life after life. What are your views? What did God communicate to you about life in heaven, or whether there's reincarnation? Different people, different religious organizations have different beliefs.
Well, the thing is that one of the answers to why there's justice in the world, and if there is justice in the world, is that there's reincarnation. People are not going to just get away with murder. They're going to have to go to God and be judged and try again and pay back what they did wrong to the person they did wrong to. When we go to heaven, we get judged, but we don't go to hell. There's no such a thing as hell. Hell is on earth, because hell is something spiritual. We can't be something negative and spiritual at the same time. The minute they say fire and brimstone, it immediately brings us down to earth, and some of the worst places on earth are prison cells, slavery, war times. That's hell. So we're not going to hell. We're coming back. And when we come back, we could try again to improve ourselves. So it's not a hell that you can't escape. You have to try to escape, and you have to try to help other people escape the hell that we're living in.
Is there any, based upon your own life experience, is there anything that you've gone through that has given you the awareness to think that in your past life you were somebody else?
I'm sure. One thing that's really amazing, I could tell you, that before I had children, when I was about 19 years old, I was able to help mothers nurse their babies that did not succeed after 3 and 4 children. And I was able to sit with them and help them and encourage them to succeed, to nurse the new baby and future children. And I believe that my whole life of being a healer is also, it came from experience from another life, because I was too sure of myself and I had too much experience for the young age that I started from, when I was only 28 years old, to become almost a doctor.
What are the messages you want people to take away from this book?
To believe there's only one God. There's only one God. It's not complicated. Anybody needs to die on the cross for us. Nobody's going to die for us. We don't need to sacrifice to God. He doesn't want our blood. He's not bloodthirsty. He just wants us to improve ourselves, improve our character. And he wants us to notice him, to love him, and to know that he loves us without any intermediaries. This is just straight. Me and him. He has enough time, enough patience for each individual person to love them and take care of them.
Have you got other books coming up?
Yes. Yes. The next book that's coming up very soon is God Meets the World, because God met the world at Mount Sinai. And I go through the Ten Commandments in detail. And we have another book coming up very soon called God's Hidden Treasure, which talks about the whole history between Mount Sinai and the Second Temple period, how it's possible that the Bible stayed the same. And these are historical things that are not known. They're things that I got from intuition from God, but I prove the point from the Bible and from history that this is true.
All right, who is God? Batya Shemesh. It's published by Ex Libris. Thanks for bringing us your perspective here this morning.
Thank you.
This is Stu Taylor. We'll be back.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on the show.
Got on board a westbound 747.
All right. I mean, actually a great segue for the show. The gentleman who I have on right now, Gary Katoner, and I have been working with great results. And I'm just going to be honest and tell people is a voice builder, not a voice therapist. And Gary is the guru. He's worked with a few small names like Katy Perry, Andrew Bocelli, Lenny Kravitz, Tony Bennett, Whitney Houston, Jack Klugman, Muhammad Ali, Steven Tyler, anybody else you need to know, Shirley MacLaine, it goes on and on. You have to go to his website. It's GaryKatoner.com. And I'm going to have Gary come on here because he and I have developed a friendship. And I was having some voice problems, some of you know, or I just didn't have these deep vocal cords that I can put forth now. And I decided either to go to medical therapy, where they just, I'm going to let him tell it. I don't want to tell the story, where they look to give you these therapeutic sessions or voice building. It's the first time in my life I have ever deferred from going to the medical establishment to someone else. With Gary Katona's reputation, and his website is Gary, G-A-R-Y, Katona, C-A-T-O-N-A.com. I decided to take a chance, and man, I will tell you, that I am on the road to 100% recovery. It's unbelievable. Gary, first of all, thank you very much. Second of all, it's great to have you with us, and I hope other people can benefit from what you have to tell.
Thanks, Stu. Appreciate that.
So I made the distinction, and I didn't want to go on and elaborate from the few things that I've learned from you, but first of all, whom is this for? I know it's for singers. I know it's for people like myself who do a lot of speaking. Is this what you offer? Is this service for everyone?
Yeah, I mean, you have to realize that the voice is a crucial component of your life. I mean, it's your basic tool of communication. You don't have to be a singer to realize the value of the voice. I mean, it's an important part of your life. And what's remarkable is that even though people, they go on diets, they work out at the gym, they're concerned about their health, but people don't think too much about the voice because there's this idea that that the voice you're born with is the only voice that you have. When in reality, your voice is controlled by muscles, and with the proper exercise routine, you could build your voice, build power and resonance and beauty into your voice, and make yourself a more effective communicator, or if you're a singer, a much better singer.
And for those out there who really like the sensational stuff in terms of what it's done, and not the subtle accomplishments, which often overshadow it. People remember Whitney Houston, whatever reason, drugs or what, I don't know, lost her voice. Gary brought it back to about 80%. Then the tragedy occurred. Jack Klugman with throat cancer. Who do you think was responsible for Jack Klugman's performance? Gary Katona. I said at the onset of the show, I chose you over the medical establishment, which I never do, and I'm so happy I did. You and I are about halfway through this process, and I can belt it out if I have to. What's the difference between what you do, which is voice building, and what some medical establishment, good hospitals do in voice therapy, and what is the schism between the two of you?
Yeah, there's a major divide between the two of us, and the problem is that the medical profession, they don't, even though they have a tremendous understanding of the mechanics of the voice, they fail to understand that the voice is controlled by muscles. And to improve a voice, to rehabilitate a voice, it's more effective to put a person under a vocal exercise routine than different kinds of techniques that they use. Basically, what they don't do is they don't treat the voice like a muscle. If you have a vocal problem, you may go on voice rest, you may have surgery. You may have different kinds of invasive therapies, like Botox injection. But what they don't do They don't have access to an understanding of how to build, and I use the word build purposely, build the musculature of the voice, which will, in 9 times out of 10, improve anybody's voice, whether it's a normal voice or a problematic voice.
And without getting too technical, but you certainly can get technical enough to explain what these exercises do regarding the path, blocking the passage of air, having the vocal cords come together. I'm going to hold it right there because I don't want to steal the thunder, and obviously I don't have this expertise. So technically, what does it do?
So when you think about it, when you speak or when you speak or when you sing, what's happening is you have what are known as vocal folds coming together in your throat, blocking the passage of your breath that would normally come out. And when that breath is blocked, the vocal cords vibrate and you create a sound. So the whole point is the closure of the vocal cords. A vocal problem of various kinds means that the closure is a problem. Either there is a blockage and that's stopping the cords from closing, or there's a muscular problem that's stopping the folds from coming together efficiently. So when I build a person's voice, part of what I do is I increase the ability of the vocal folds to come together, which blocks more breath from coming out, which creates more voice. Hence, Stu Taylor.
Yes, sir. Here it is, and I'm halfway through it, and I've gotten some comments that they've noticed a difference in my voice. You never come on and bring your personal problems, and you never complain, but I think I'm doing a great service here by introducing Gary. And again, it's GaryCatona.com, and people can go on the website, and you can get an app on this. I have his DVD, his book, The Ultimate Voice Builder. Ladies and gentlemen, I can only tell you it's worked for the greatest celebrities in Hollywood, and I haven't even touched the names that Gary Cardona has worked with. I mean, if it's worked for them, people like Liza Minnelli, and I don't want to give out all the other names because I don't want to betray anything here that should be anonymous. I don't think it is, but some people don't like to have this publicized. This is really, really worth looking at. Be your own judge. Those who are regular listeners, take a look. Let me know if there's any difference here. And you make your own decision. If you want, you can call me or contact me off air. I'd be more than happy to do this. Now, you were a singer. How did you actually discover this?
I come from an Italian background, so opera was a very important part of my musical of my upbringing as a kid, and I wanted to become an opera singer. And I had a gifted voice, and I began taking voice lessons. And what's really bizarre about that experience is that I found myself going from teacher to teacher because the results of the lessons were not working. After 10 years of trying to develop my singing voice, my voice was worse than it was when I first began. And then I realized the reason why that was is because my voice teachers were using techniques that did not build the voice. And I came upon that realization that voice building has to be the solution, not just voice training or voice coaching, but voice building. Once I came upon that realization, I discovered a kind of exercise that's designed specifically for the vocal musculature. And I began working with those exercises and experimenting on my own voice and slowly but surely put together this system that I call voice building.
You know, what's interesting to me is what you first said when I said, Gary, I've got these appointments. I'm not going to mention the hospital. It's a top hospital, and I can see you. And you very capably started to talk about how voice building it's very similar to exercising the other muscles in your body, and you can get it back. And I said, well, I should perhaps whisper. I should be afraid when I take these lessons of letting it all out. And we're not going to go through the lessons right now. In a later show, we'll start to go through some of them because I think this service is great. But you've got to build the muscles. It needs exercise. And if you don't use it, you'll lose it, right?
Yeah. Now, keep in mind that during exercises, too, sometimes your voice tickles, right? You feel tickling in your throat.
Oh, tickling and coughing.
Yeah. Now, if you were to tell that to your typical voice therapist or voice doctor, you would be told, don't ever do that. Do not overuse the vocal mechanism. You hurt yourself. That right there, you see the mistake. If you want to build up muscles, what do? You overuse them. You make them work. And when you make them work for the vocal musculature, many times you get tickles and you'll cough and so on. But that's a good thing, not a bad thing. So the very result that you want to have, the medical profession and the voice therapist talk against.
Now, are there any consequences? And I'm not, this isn't a scientific study, but what's been your success percentage of dealing with people? Now, you also told me, and you're very careful what you do, you suspected a couple of people, one who may have had throat cancer, it turns out that he did, that you would not treat because you knew that it wasn't a matter of being beyond your expertise. They had a serious medical problem, and you referred them, and you've been right. What is your success rate?
I've had a close to 100% success rate. But, you know, in some cases, I think that the medical profession, excuse me, I think the medical profession has its place, but it's a last resort. And there's certain people who do have very serious vocal conditions that require the intervention of doctors. You know, as Stu just mentioned, I had one student who had a very severe vocal problem, as far as I can hear. And I recommend he go see a doctor immediately. As it turns out, he had throat cancer.
All right. On that note, we're going to have to pick this up again. Obviously, I'm into this because it's personally benefiting me. It can benefit you. If you want to contact Gary Catona, GaryCatona.com, or contact me at StuartStuTaylor.com. I'll answer all of your questions. Hey, Gary, I'll see you later today for a voice lesson, a voice building session.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are
are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio talk show hosts in the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
All right, we are back. And where do I begin? The word leaking out from sources, various sources, conservative, liberal, etc., that there is no indictment forthcoming. These are leaks from the FBI of Hillary Clinton. I'm almost lost for words, except to say that if this doesn't happen, I will have lost 100% confidence in my government. It's pretty high right now. How can there not be an indictment? It is beyond comprehension. You've got Obama who's covering for Hillary, Hillary who's covering for Obama. Now Hillary's coming out and saying, boy, I'm so aggravated to even talk about this, that she may be keeping on Loretta Lynch. Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton, the act that they committed meeting on the tarmac, it was so brainless, I can't even begin to think about it. Yeah, it takes 30 or 40 minutes to talk about Bill Clinton's grandchildren and the golf game that he played in Phoenix in 108-degree weather. I mean, at what point can you say, well, I don't have the exact facts in front of me, but they are flat-out liars. I always have to couch myself and say, allegedly, they're flat-out liars, and inside I'm saying I know they are. I guess people don't seem to care. Although everybody I speak with seems to care. Obama's ratings are now up 51% positive approval territory. I'm out of explanations except the ones that I've given. That people like free stuff and a lot of people don't want to work for it. And if she gets through this indictment and Obama, Trump is sending out the tweets on it, it is a national and international disgrace. I would like, you know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see Putin, Russia's Putin, release confidential information that he got from Hillary's emails because they were hacked. All of this is being suppressed. Trump, of course, is being blamed for it. I had we had some people come over to our house as we do every July 4th. One of them, I did threaten to throw him out of here because of his insanity over the left. I didn't say anything. My wife said, "You're not going to." I said, "No, I'm not going to say anything." And I let somebody else, my other good friend, talk. Here's the typical argument. He started to talk about George Bush and how Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was a corrupt person, and how Donald Trump should be in prison. Now, my wife looked at me, and I kept my mouth shut. I didn't say anything. I let my good friend do the talking. And he came up with the ironclad case that's out there, and he came up very quietly. And this guy, with the name of Mel, I don't care if you're listening, said, I don't know anything about that stuff. What I do know is what Romney, at that point, some wise person there said, enough of this. And then I turned to his wife and said, you know, I'm about to drag him out of here. And I get over it quickly, then I get back to it. I said, don't talk politics. Don't talk politics. Because the time for debate is long past. I've been debating on radio for 16 years. And you debate when there's an issue to debate. When it isn't an issue anymore, you stop debating. And I don't debate. However, someone chooses to call in here, I'm more than happy to carry the torch and do it, because that's what I do. It's talk radio. So I really don't want to talk about that. Well, a lot of what I do on here is politics. So how frustrating is it when you take a look at what's going on right now and come to the conclusion every single day, well, that not only will Hillary Clinton become the nominee, but this country and this system is so uncontrollably rigged that as tough as Trump is and as bellicose he is about the opposition, I don't think he can win this election. I don't think he can win this election, and I'll tell you why I don't think he can win this election. Because first of all, you have the popular versus the electoral. Popular-wise, he might be able to. He's not going to win the electoral vote. And I think the system is so rigged that there are so many people involved in this that they're going to make sure that Trump doesn't win it. Now, I'm not going to start. This isn't a conspiracy theory. It's my belief that the Democrats are so much better than Republicans, and so much intelligent than Republicans about how to get around the system, how to beat the system. This past event this is not even worth going through it, because it's so disgraceful with Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton. I mean, it's just no sense in rehashing it. It's going to be squashed by the media. You're going to have a barrage of advertising you already have from Hillary Clinton that dwarfs Donald Trump's, which it comes to nothing. And every time something comes out with Trump, it's twisted and turned. Now, it's easy to do because Trump is no angel. But folks, honestly, is there any question at all in your mind that the choice to be made, number one, is the most important choice we can make, and number two, that in no way can you vote for Hillary? Yeah, you can vote for Gary Johnson, who's running as an independent, who's running as a kind of a Tea Party guy, but Gary Johnson is not the answer to this. The answer to this is to exercise the best option you can. Trust me. Trust me, please. It's Donald Trump. And we're going to continue this conversation in upcoming days, because this has only become a burning issue in the past few days. And wait till the indictment doesn't come. Oh, boy. All right. Thanks for listening. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.